Come on, baby, light my fire. Yes, you have found NH Unscripted. I am your Jim Morrison-like host, Ray Dudley, and we are coming to you from the almost Disneyland-like digs of the WKXL studios in Concord. You know the drill. Fire up that Motorola radio, gather the kids around it, break out the frying pan, because today we want Spam sandwiches, baby. If you happen to look at that Motorola radio, you will see two bands on there, at least, not counting the weather one. AM, and you'll find us at 1450 there. FM 103.9 in Concord FM. And for you beautiful, beautiful, beautiful souls in Manchester, 101.9 FM. We also have a URL. That is nhtalkradio.com. I will tell you more about what's happening out there in just a few minutes. I do need to thank my sponsor, Lakes Region Fence in Guilford. Their URL is lrfence.com. That's lrfence.com. Matt and his crew do incredible work out there. Oh, my God. I've been on some of their job sites. Exemplary. All right, go out to lrfence.com. There's a button there. You can get a free estimate. When you're my age, you like free. Free is everything. Free. Coupons and free. We love it. Gather around your laptop, order some pizza, and go ahead and spend hours just looking at the beautiful fence work that's out there. LRFence.com. Matt, we thank you. We love you guys up there, and we love the work you do. And we thank you so much for sponsoring this show. Okay, folks. Special guest today in the house, Brian Messina. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Thank you for making the trip up here.
Glad to be here.
We really appreciate it.
It was a nice, quick trip. No traffic coming up from Fremont.
It is a nice direction at this time of the morning.
Yes. Yeah. I wasn't fighting the Eclipse crowd from
really? The day. Leftovers?
The leftovers.
You would have thought that.
The ones who missed it.
Yeah.
Hoping to get it.
People were talking about that like it was the next Woodstock, for crying out loud.
It was like better than a summer day, I heard. Oh. The traffic, they said, was crazy.
I saw some
heading
pictures
up
of
and
it.
Coming back.
That's ridiculous. You
for
have,
3 minutes of glory, you know?
I know. What kind of a life do you have where you're like, you know what, I need to go sit in that traffic and just kind of, you were probably, a lot of people just ended up sitting in their car watching
That's
it because
right. yeah.
you're not going to.
Where else are you going to go?
It was
you
brutal.
Couldn't pull over the highway. They said they were going to ticket you. Or,
oh, I didn't hear that.
Well,
the
big signs on the side of the highway were saying, don't stop. Don't look at the sun. Don't stop.
Yeah, you got to tell them, don't look at the sun.
You have a lot of blind people trying to drive home. Oh, boy.
Oh, it's so glad. I am so happy you made it up here today. I'm glad
I finally made the trip. I know we've been back and forth for a bit.
Yeah.
I don't even know when we met. Was it back in
during
summer?
The summer? It was summer. So the story behind my meeting Brian was John Campanello suggested to me that I was looking for some guests for the show. And he said, Studio Labs down in Derry is having an open house. You should go down and see them, talk to them. Mm-hmm. I went down, walked in like a homeless guy.
And we fed you, right?
You did.
I think my son fed you.
It was a big barbecue. I'm like, well, this is cool.
There you go.
Nobody knew me from Adam, and I just kind of wandered around. Ian picked me up. Mm-hmm. Thank God. Yep. He's like, can I help you?
Yeah.
I obviously looked like I needed it, as usual. And then he introduced me to you and introduced me to Tim. Yeah. And what a place that is down there.
Amazing, yeah.
Dude, I do want to get into that if you don't mind later.
Oh, yeah,
not right now.
Oh, no. They're our neighbors. That's the whole thing. That's how I told you about who I am and what we do. And they're two streets over from us. So
as I was driving in, I see this enormous, gorgeous car wash that's down there. And who, you, Tim, Brian, would you happen to know who owns that?
That's us.
What?
Yeah.
What?
My wife and I and the bank.
Yeah.
Us and I and the bank. Or the bank and myself and Laura.
So I was stunned by how big that place was.
Yeah.
I could not, and
it's
new.
It's a great place.
It's not new.
Actually, it's not.
It's well kept.
It's not. Yeah. That's, well, clean promotes clean.
Oh. Huh.
We're in the car wash business.
Oh,
right?
I see.
And if we don't look clean, you're not going to pull in. So, and what caught you was, the big sign, the big building, probably busy. I think it was a beautiful
day. You're right
day.
There it just about at the intersection.
We're right next to the police station. And yeah. Yep. You can't miss us. And it's like a great place.
Okay, let's just start reminiscing here a little bit. Yeah. Why would you own a car wash? Besides watching Breaking Bad and knowing that people can use it for nefarious
reasons. No. I get that all the time.
Besides that, what in the world would make you own a car wash?
You know, it's funny because it started literally, I've been in the business off and on since 1981, okay? When I was young, I moved back up. I'm from Mass, lived in New Hampshire most of my life. I don't tell people I was born in Mass because I don't like to connect there, but it is what it is.
Oh, there's a dig.
But then the funny thing is I moved back to the Cape, down to Massachusetts, down to Cape Cod, graduated high school down there. But anyway, so I moved back up here in 1981, January of 81, and I had driven trucks. I'd done different things after high school. And I just happened to have a buddy in Falmouth, Mass, when I lived down there, whose dad had a little rinky-dink car wash downtown. And I was one of those guys. I had a car, right, nice car, 76 Toyota Celica. And I would, like, meticulously clean that thing, like, every weekend. Okay, if me and my buddies went out in it Friday night, Saturday I was vacuuming it, cleaning it. It was just something OCD in me, I think. You know, so anyways, a buddy of mine down there, his dad had this little car wash, said, hey, we're looking for help on the weekends. Just help out. What do you think? I said, yeah, I'll go. He said, you can keep your car clean and stuff. So I might have worked a couple Saturdays down there helping out. And it was just a real rinky-dink, like I said, real, you know, nothing great. So anyways, I moved up to New Hampshire, needed a job, moved in with my brother and my girlfriend at the time. And my dad was a customer. It back then it was called Rifke's, most people would remember, down on South Willow Street, South Beach, South Willow, next to McDonald's. And they were pumping gas at the time. It was a car wash. And he said, hey, I know the owners. I know the manager. I go there all the time for my gas. They're looking for help. So I went, I said, okay, I'll just fill out an app. I need a job right now. So I filled it out and never heard anything for a couple of weeks, I think. And so my dad mentioned it again. He had been in there, I guess, talked to Dave at the time, the manager, and said, hey, my son didn't hear anything. So they reached out to me, called me up. And later on, I found out the reason they didn't interview me originally was because I had prior experience, technically. And they were looking for people that didn't have experience. So anyways.
Wait. Why would that even matter? It's a car wash.
Well, because that at the time, I mean, Steve Rifkin, who was the founder, owner of Rifke's, and this is what I learned a lot of. I mean, he had a mindset of wanting to be the best in the area, the biggest, you know, and really shine. He had great work ethic that he wanted to instill in the employees. And so he didn't want to try to reinvent the wheel. You know, he wanted to
retrain.
Train a dog new tricks. So anyways, so they interviewed me, and I must have said the right things, looked the right way or something. So they said, okay, we'll bring you on. So I did that for probably 8 months or so with them and really kind of liked the part of, you know, the service, liked the cleaning, customers' cars. We weren't interior detailing, but we were just washing. Something just niche there that hooked me, you know. And so the downside was it was weather-related, and so not being in management, I just was working when the sun was out. When it wasn't, they'd send you home. So I needed a steady income. So I had left that on good terms and then went off and did other things. But I stayed connected. I developed a friendship with the owners. I developed a friendship with the managers. So on the weekends in the winter, when you get your road salt and grime, they get real busy. Those who don't know the business, that's our busiest season is road salt time.
I know my wife goes. Yep. She's religious,
which is a good thing for us in the business. So I'd work occasionally on a Saturday when they were really bomb, and did that for a couple of years in the winter, and would kind of fill in when they needed me. And I ended up doing. I drove truck for other companies, other businesses, and actually then I went to work for Sanders at the airport back then, which was like the biggest, best place to work in New Hampshire if you got a job there.
Is that Sanders in like...
Sanders Associates
back then, the big defense Spitrick contract. Road? Spitrick?
Well, I don't know. They were everywhere. Oh, back in the 80s, they were everywhere. They were at the airport, two big places, Nashua, Merrimack, I think. So I was at the big one at the airport in Manchester and worked in-house there for a couple of years. And then I would work part-time at Rifkey's in the afternoon, after work, and even weekends.
Hang on. You hear those special magic music? Yeah. Putting on our tap dance shoes. We got to tap dance out into a break. Brian Messina is in the house. You are listening to NH Unscripted. I am your happy-to-be-out-of-bed host, Ray Dudley. We're going to take some time here and get some Spam sandwiches. We will be right back because we got a lot to talk about. Hang on. Found or welcoming back NH Unscripted. We are getting by with a little help from our friends. I am your Joe Cocker-like host, Ray Dudley. We are coming to you from the Taj Mahal-like digs of the WKXL Studios in Concord, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM. Those are for those of you who know what a radio is. Some of you aren't old enough, I think. 101.9 FM for the beautiful blessed souls in Manchester. And for you Gen Zers or whoever you are who don't know what a crazy radio is. I almost said something else. Mm-hmm. You need a URL. NHTalkRadio.com. There's a button out there where you can listen live. Listen live, baby. I'll talk to you a little bit more about that. Brian was telling me about how he got into the car wash business. Sir, continue if you would.
Okay, so long story short, I worked two jobs, full-time at Sanders, part-time at Rifkey's, and they came to me once and said at that time they had Concord, Manchester, Nashua, because they had grown since I had been with them. And they offered me a job as their service tech, kind of like right-hand guy, GM. So I said, and the pay was really good. So I said, sure, let's do it. So back then, left my other job, went to work for them full-time, and just learning. I was learning from Dave, my mentor, Dave Kerner, the owner. Or at that time, actually, I think he was owner then because he merged in. Now he owns it outright. Changed the name to Kerner's Car Wash. Anyway, so I just was over there overseeing all the maintenance, the service part. There's something about it I just loved about hands-on, and there's a lot of mechanics in car washing, seriously. And then kind of GM over the employees. I was kind of like their right-hand guy. When they weren't around, they'd connect with me and so forth. And it was something I just fell in love with, just working, serving customers. It was something about making customers happy. And that's one of our things in car wash. People say it's great. It's a great business. People come in, hand you money, and drive away with a smile on their face.
You know, can I stop you there just for a second? Yeah. It's funny you mention that. There's a car wash, a brand new one in Concord up on Loudon Road. Mm-hmm. And my wife loves to go there. And I think, honestly, there's two reasons. One, she gets her car washed, obviously. Yeah. But there's a young man there who does the kind of priming, the early stages wash. And she just loves to tip that guy.
Yeah.
She said he's always got such a smile on his face. He's happy to be there. And she cannot wait to tip this guy, just to give him like $5 or $10.
Well,
And I thought, you know, that's a very interesting, because most of us don't look. We don't go to car wash to be tipping people.
Right, exactly.
And you don't think about it. But she said he just loves life. Yeah. He's always courteous. Mm-hmm. And she cannot wait to go and go to the car wash and just tip the guy.
That's what it is. I mean, it's something about doing the job. You either like it or you don't.
Yeah.
And I've had employees that don't, and they don't last. So the ones that do right now, I got some amazing employees that just love what they're doing. They're smiling all the time. Yeah, customers are tipping them right and left. It's amazing.
It really is.
But people like that clean. They come there because their car is dirty.
Yeah.
And they know it's going to get clean, or at least they hope it is. And in our case, it will. And if it's not, we'll do it again. But anyways, I just loved it. And I just was like, you know, I want to do this for myself someday. And so, gosh, that was probably, I forget, a long time ago. I mean, in between, real quick, girlfriend and I, we broke up. They went separate ways, you know. I ended up getting married to my wife now, Laura, in 1991. And at that time, I was working for Rifkey's full time. And long story short, through networks, ended up, they had sold their Concord location. I went to work for that guy who had bought it for a couple years, moved to Gilmanton, went living up this way, built a house up there, started having a family. Now we have five kids and, you know, lived with our in-laws, or they lived with us, I should say. And then I had an opportunity to go to work where I am now in Manchester and Derry. And real quick story, it's a God thing because I'm a firm believer that God has a plan for us. And we had heard that car wash was going to foreclosure a year or so before I ended up working there. And my wife and I literally went down there and we prayed over that place and just asked God, if it's your will, let it be.
A car wash.
Well, because it was a business. That was our heart's desire.
Yep.
We literally, that was our desire to have our own business. And we're like, car wash would be great. So long story short, I'm looking to move on. I'm trying all avenues to get out of where I was. I wasn't happy with the guy I was working for. And so wasn't working out. I mean, I still was doing good. He was good and all that. I just was like, I need something. I know I got to go. So there was an opening at this. They're looking for a manager for the car wash in Derry. And so I applied. And I had a good resume done, you know, because I had history. And through a couple interviews and meetings with the owner who had bought it at foreclosure, they hired me on to run that one. They also had a brand new one in Seabrook they had just opened the year before. And so they hired me down there. And at that time, that place was run down. The guy went to foreclosure. He literally ran it to the ground.
Oh, man.
They took over. I came in. They started using my talents and my network to get things going again, build it up to what it is. And actually, within a year, they put me over the Seabrook location as well. So I was operating the two or overseeing them. And then had an opportunity, the owner, to buy three car washes on the seacoast that were the competition out there in Northampton and Seabrook and Salisbury. So he bought them. And then he sat me down. He said, hey, I want to do more of these with you. He says, you got the ability. I got the money. He was more of an investor.
Yeah.
His name was Jeff. His name is Jeff. And so he said, let's do these together. I'm going to give you a partnership, and I'm going to give you equity in the business. And he said, one day you're going to buy me out. Oops. And so anyways, that was kind of what we were thinking. You know, how else am I going to own my own?
Yeah, yeah.
And over the course of a couple of years, this started in 99, I started work for him. And we ended up buying one in Hudson, building one in Newmarket. So we had seven, which was a great number, godly number. And so over a couple of years, in like 2006, we started having people ask us about buying our car washes.
And he said, someone wanted to buy your car?
Not the Derry one, okay. But the one in, there was just somebody out there saying, hey, if you guys are ever looking to sell,
really?
I'm interested. So at that time, Jeff said, hey, Brian, we've been doing this. He said, I'm ready to start downsizing, getting ready to buy me out. What do you think we sell this one? So we sold Hudson. Then we sold Seabrook. So I had equity at that point that I used to just for myself. And then we ended up selling Salisbury a number of years later. And I think it was 2010 or 11. He said, okay, Brian, I'm done. He said, I'm ready to get out. You got to buy me out. And so at that time, we had three left. Because we had sold the little Seabrook as well. And I'm like, okay, let's look into what we can do. Checked out some banks. Banks were a little resistant to selling the money that they wanted for the three. So long story short, I said, well, I'll buy Derry. That's the one I always loved. That's when I started that. That's where my heart was. It was the busiest and the best, the busiest and the most successful of them all. So we ended up buying Derry. And so we literally, this is an amazing story too. January 13th, 2012, we ended up closing on a car wash. And it's funny because it was a lousy, rainy, hot, I mean, it's 50 degrees in the winter, which we're like, oh, great. I'm buying a car wash.
Yeah.
There's no salt on the road anymore. I laid awake at night. My wife kept saying, Brian, don't worry about it. You know what it'll do. So we did. We bought the car wash and then it was blessed. We've been there now going on our 13th year, 14th year, something like that, 2012 to now, 12th year. And it's just amazing. And it was just so good because it was my car or our car wash.
Yeah.
And I wasn't working for anybody anymore. I could do things a little bit different than I used to. I mean, I was really, running them the way we were, but it's just more – just along the lines of godly principles and how we work with people and stuff. And just, I love it.
Do you own the one now?
Just the one, yep. And I tell you, people say, didn't you want to do more? I said, no. I said, I oversaw seven. I had five managers, five assistant managers, a service tech. That was a lot.
Yeah.
And I was just gone all the time. You know, we ended up having, like I said, we have five kids. But just the one was very successful. I'm there, you know. Now I'm down to 4 days a week, hopefully three eventually. But I have a great crew. I mean, I've had amazing, great results with employees. Great reports. Great to know the community, get connected with the community. Derry is an amazing community. It's a small, it's not a city, but I'd call it a small city.
Yeah.
But it's a big town. And there's a lot of local businesses, a lot of local people that you get to know. So good that's what's going, you know, going on there. We're just amazing. And we keep pouring back into it. We're not sucking out of it. Some people buy or get a business, and they just there to take out, you know. And I've seen many. I've been in the industry as long as I have. I've been on the New England Car Wash Association board since 2005 or 4, and just continue to see some that do good and some that don't.
Man, I'm. Who would have thought? Talking about car washes, and I'm on the edge of my seat. And I do have a question when we come back about you and the town. Did you not tell me you had an interesting story about... Okay. Mm-hmm. Hang on. You are listening to NH Unscripted. I am your happy to be out of the home host, Ray Dudley. We are coming to you from the YMCA-like digs of the WKXL studios in Concord. 1450 AM, 103.9 FM. 101.9 FM for you beautiful people in Manchester. NHTalkRadio.com is our URL. Brian Messina is in the house. Yeah, we're talking car washes. We'll be right back. They got a lot of sound. We got a Hot Crustacean Band. Okay, it's just me. You are listening to NH Unscripted. I am your Sebastian-like host, Ray Dudley. And we are coming to you from the Hollywood Squares-like digs of the WKXL Studios in Concord. I, of course, am in the center square. It's for those old people who remember what was going on back there. We are coming to you from 1450 AM, 103.9 FM in Concord, 101.9 FM for the beautiful souls in Manchester. We are sending out love. We don't even wait till Halloween to give out stuff here. We just give out buckets full of it every time we hit the air. NHTalkRadio.com is the URL. Brian Messina is in the house. And yeah, we're talking car washes. I can hear the song in the back of my mind right now.
Gosh.
Huh? Try not to go there.
Don't go there.
All right, Brian. So, did you have a little tiff with the town or something about the intersection?
Well, it's not with the town, actually. It's with our state, our amazing New Hampshire state. And it's most people maybe from up this way don't know, but there's an exit 4A that they're building. If you've been south of... south of Concord, down to Boston, you've seen this new bridge they put in.
A lot of construction.
Oh, yeah, exit 4A, which has been in the talks since 1980, I was told, and it's finally coming to about. It was going to be a great thing back in the 80s because it was going to be economic development to build into Derry and bring them into Derry, not into Londonderry, only going east is what it's doing, and going to help out Derry back then, alleviate some traffic downtown Derry because it gets congested at rush hour. So anyways, this thing's been finally coming alive for the last 5 years. Of course, it was supposed to be done, I think, 2 years ago, and now they're probably 4 years behind.
Shocking.
Those who know it.
I'm shocked.
Shocking, yeah. And of course, way, which is not shocking, way over budget.
Huh.
Way over.
Huh.
Millions and I don't even know.
Huh. A government project that's over budget. Huh.
So long story short, we looked at it like, wow, this is going to be great because the plan is to come right through, right by us. And bring more traffic.
Nice.
Well, then when it gets laid out on the map in 5 years ago, I think it was, before the town, in front of everybody, it's like, this is not as good as it sounds because they're going to make this thing probably bigger than a Route 1 in Saugus coming by us. Going from two lanes to four lanes.
I think I just puked a little.
Route 1. Literally. I mean, this is like bigger than Route 1 in Portsmouth. Okay, here we are in Derry. It's going to be a bypass, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's going to be the new, I don't know what it's going to be, the new toll booth, you know, down there or something.
Ugh.
So anyways, it's going to go right by us. It's going to turn an intersection right at Folsom Road in us in 28, which is amazing right now, to a seven-lane intersection.
What?
It's going to be a divided road. And the biggest thing that's really kind of funny about is what they're going to do not only to us by putting a divider in the road is the police station right next to us. Because they're next to us, next to the intersection. So they're getting more of a restriction than we are. So we've been literally trying to work with the state for 3-4 years with attorneys, architects, design people. And to this day, as of last night, we're no closer today to a resolve than we started.
So what is the issue with them doing it?
Well, the issue
is bypassing you? Or
No. The issue is blocking our entrance. Oh. So they're to right in, right out, rather than a crossway. Taking 50 feet of our front yard, which is vacuum space, towel drying space, propane pumping station, you know, and then we're just over an acre. So you take 50 feet by, I don't know how many hundred feet frontage.
Is that your own property?
That's our property, yeah.
What, are they just taking it by domain? Domain?
They're going to give us a dollar for it, or whatever the dollar figure is. But
are you kidding me?
And of course, they don't value the business. They only value the land, which is amazing.
Funny, because they would value it when tax time comes.
Oh, yes, they do, yes. Huh. And they took all the houses next to us, to the west of us, on our side of the road. They've already taken them. They bought out the Salvation Army, tore their building down, moved them. And, of course, when they buy a house, it's the value of the house, which is fine.
Yeah.
You sell my house. If I sell my house and I get what I get, I can go buy another house.
Yep.
Well, in our case, they're not buying the business. They're only buying the land, and they're not taking any building. But the problem is they're just restricting the in and out of us and restricting and taking stuff away. And saying, well, can you find a place to move these things? Well, you're taking 50 feet. Where else can I squeeze it in?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you probably would have put it somewhere else.
Right. I mean, we got five vacuum islands. They're taking three. We got a 1,400 gallon propane tank, which we pump lots of propane. We're one of the largest pumpers, they say, AmeriGas says, in southern New Hampshire, I believe. So it's just been frustrating because we've gone round and round and round. And as of last night, I met with our realtor, and she's done some investigation work, and they're no closer, which they'll tell you they are. They drilled a hole the other day for a potential traffic light, which they have come up with a resolve to give us a traffic light to the west of us, and that'll bring people in. But then they still have no way of getting them into our business and the police station. So they're trying to figure out how that's going to happen.
You need a conjoining?
It'd be a mutual road, but to get us in, I mean, we're on the side of the new road if they put it in with a traffic light, but it doesn't give the police any entrance, really, without going in there.
How are they not screaming?
That's what I'm amazed. I am amazed. We've done more complaining, screaming than they have, and we've been like, you know, we've had our attorney involved for years. And keep petitioning and talking. We've reached out to all the way up to the governor's office. And they have met with us many times.
Yeah.
But just there's no resolve. There's literally no resolve that they've said, okay, this is going to work. And let's do it.
Well, what about the guy who designed it? I mean, they hire people to design these things.
What I believe that, what I see, this is my feeling. They laid this thing out 5 years ago or whatever at West Running Brook School in front of the whole community. And everybody was kind of like, frustrated, saying, we don't need this. Why are you doing this? This is going to take our houses, our property. It's just going to make a mess. And they said, no, this is something we've been talking about. It's all, you know, it's a federal grant or federally paid. So there's supposedly no issues to the town, which now I heard yesterday there will be. I'm sure there will.
Shocked.
Anyway, so we said the same thing. Why didn't the engineers come to us before they laid this out? And say, hey, guys, we're coming by you. Let's work out something. How are we going to get you guys in and out? They were going to give the police a low berm with an emergency light. And back then, the chief, Grand, was chief back then before he passed away. He said no. And now the chief now is saying, the new chief is saying, no, that emergency light will not work in an emergency when traffic's backed up at the intersection at rush hour.
What a nightmare.
And we see them. We see those police cars going out of there sometimes in an emergency situation, three or four at a time. And if they're trying to get out, heading to who knows what emergency, and they can't get out, seconds matter sometimes.
This is like a potential lawsuit in the waiting here.
Yeah, I don't know. It's frustrating. Oh, it's really frustrating. Oh, man. But, we continue to leave ourselves open and say, guys, we'll talk. What are we going to do? And, we're a small business. This is economic development is what it was all designed for. And we're like, okay, where's the economic development?
Yeah.
They've moved some businesses out of town. Kelson Brewery left out of town. They've moved some locally that were up the street into town. But they've taken away that whole, they're bringing down this four-lane mess.
They lose the property taxes on the houses they scoop.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But from what I understand, Londonderry is going to make out big because there's property on the east side of 93 that a lot of people don't realize. That's part of Woodmont Orchards. It's a big complex that's going on over by Market Basket, exit 4, all that. There's also an east side of the highway that's part of that. And there's industrial land and commercial land that's going to prosper from this. But Derry Derry does not have much commercial land available.
Somebody's not fighting.
And they had talked
there.
To us about moving us way back. And they're like, well, where? There's no land in Derry. And you can't just stick us on a side street like where we are today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where you are, I'm saying, where this studio is. A car wash needs to be on a main road. With access.
Does help.
Yeah, right. It does. Right. Not on a dead-end road somewhere.
Yeah. Huh.
So anyway, so we're waiting. I mean, we're praying, we're waiting. And the fact that it's been pushed off so long has been okay. But then on the other hand, we've been wanting to do improvements for years. We're holding building another house. We bought a piece of property in Windham years ago to move from Fremont so we'd be closer to the business. Closer, our church is right in Windham as well.
Windham's nice. I like
beautiful. Windham. Beautiful piece of land right on the Rockingham Rail Trail, which wasn't our plan, but it was there. So we can bike ride all the way around up to Epping, where we are up near there now, all the way through. But everything's been on hold for the last 5 years because we don't want to do anything, not knowing, well, what's the parking lot? How's the entrance going to be? How's this going to work? And we just keep getting, the runaround. Which we know what that is.
Time for some spam sandwiches. Hang on there, Brian. I cannot believe we've done three segments on car wash. I'm thrilled to death. And I have more questions. Who'd have thunk that? You are listening to NH Unscripted. I am your getting handsomer by the moment host, Ray Dudley. So glad to be here. You can find us at 1450 AM, 103.9 FM. Those are Concord-based, 101.9 FM in Manchester. For those of you still using radios, I know who you are. And our URL is nhtalkradio.com. We have one more block left. I can't believe it. Brian Messina's in the house chatting away. We'll be right back. Baby, the big wheels keep on turning. Proud Mary, aka NH Unscripted, keeps on burning. Yes, we are back. NH Unscripted, you're listening to. I am your Tina Turner-like host, Ray Dudley. We are coming to you from the Car 54-like digs of the WKXL studios in Concord. 1450 AM, 103.9 FM. 101.9 FM for the gorgeous people down in Manchester. NHTalkRadio.com is the URL where, if you were to go out there, you can find a button to listen to us live, or you could find the archives of this close to award-winning show, as well as all of the other great programs found here at WKXL. In-house with me is Brian Messina. We're wiping the mustard off our shirts from having those spam sandwiches, baby. And we are chatting all things car wash. Who'd have thunk it? Who'd have thunk it? Sir, do you have a URL?
We do. It is www.royalty, that's just T, no Y, .com.
And if people go out there, what would they find?
Oh, they'll actually a little story on me, my wife and I, our history, our testimony of where we are and how we are there and our kids. And you'll be able to buy, you can actually see our menu for our car washing and detailing, and you can actually buy wash cards and gift certificates online, you know, so you don't have to physically come down here.
Make great gifts, yeah, they I'm do. Just yep. saying.
You can send them to all your buddies,
yeah.
Your wife, your mother. You can get your wife's car cleaned. Mother's Day's coming up.
Good
buy
plug.
Buy her gift certificate and get her detail done. We do full detailing. Check out the website, because www.royalty.com.
My wife, who has this thing about washing her car, okay, she came home one day. You would have thought she just hit Powerball,
mm-hmm.
because at that little car wash in Concord, you can buy this monthly little sticker that goes on your window, $20 a month, and she can go as often as she wants. It's nirvana for her.
Yeah.
It's nirvana. She was the happiest soul. Yeah. My God, you'd think she'd struck gold in the backyard. So are you guys getting set up for something like that as well?
We are. We're not unlimited yet. The logistics don't call for it yet. It's one of those things, you got to have volume, you know, and everything. There's a plus and a minus to everything. Somebody's got to make money on it.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't do it and not make money.
Yeah.
And even though, you know, you get your monthly, you know, unlimited people subscriptions, just like your gym memberships,
yep.
you know, those who buy it and then those who don't, you know, buy it and don't use it, or buy it, you know, January 1st, and they work out for the first 3 weeks. And,
quit staring me down, buddy.
And then you have to. But if you don't keep up with it,
yes.
they keep charging you every week,
they
every
do.
Month.
They do.
And you have to make sure you let them know, no, I don't want it anymore. You got to send them an email. You got to do something. So, but we do. And that's one of the things with the Exit Foray we're waiting on, because there's a big logistics of gated systems and all that you put in. And because it would change the dynamic of our driveway and our flow of traffic, we don't want to spend the literally hundreds of thousands or $100,000 to do this and then have it get all torn up and moved. So we're waiting. So we do, I mean, you get the gift cards, I mean, the wash cards, you get five for the price of four, so you're still saving a considerable amount of money.
Well, they're not making money off my wife.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm sure.
Happiest guy at that car wash is the guy she tips.
Well, the thing is, she's tipping him more than she would have paid for a car wash in the long run.
Wait a minute.
She's not making out. You're not making out, Ray.
Wait a minute. That's not supposed to happen.
She forgets that, right? Oh, I'm not paying anything for this car wash. I come all the time. It's like, yeah, it is.
Oh, he's going to hate you when he finds out you just ducked his tip. Oh, shoot, my God.
Okay.
So what is the biggest problem? What is not a problem, but, you know, you own a car wash and there's water, there's detergent, there's electronic components, and water and electricity don't necessarily go together. You've got, are yours the kind where they pull you through?
Yes.
Those?
Well, we have everything. We have your do-it-yourself, get out of the car, spray it with the gun, that whole thing. So we have two of those. We have two of those in-bay touch-free automatics you see a lot at the gas stations. Nothing touches, soap and water. Does a really good job, but I tell people, they're the big dishwasher.
Yeah.
They do an amazing job when you maintain your car, but if it's the kind of thing where you haven't washed your car
in three
months,
yep.
or especially with this brine salt that's out there on the roads they use, that's sticky. So it makes it a little bit more difficult to get off. And then we have the big 100-foot, 110-foot tunnel where it's got the soft material. It's microfiber and foam, so it's very gentle. I was around years ago when I started. There was more bristle and stuff. That's gone nowadays. It's very soft. We use a lot of soap, a lot of water, lots of lubricity. But it is big mechanical. That was one of the things I really liked getting into business. But the technology today is amazing.
Really?
High tech. I mean, it's all relays and it's all VFD systems and it's all computer generated. Everything is measured micro inches and stuff. So the efficiency and the technology is amazing. And we're always keeping up on it. Like I said earlier, we put money back into it. You know, we use the latest technology. We use the latest chemicals and solutions. You know, we got the ceramic coats. We got the hot waxes and stuff like that.
Are they worth it?
They are worth it.
They are?
We give what you would.
I'm the cheap guy who drives in.
Yeah. The guys that say, do I really get that? Do I just see some lights? Well, you're going to see colors. You're going to smell scents.
Yeah.
And you're going to see a difference in the way your car looks and shines. It definitely does. I mean, we're all about that.
Man.
Yep. We use Simonize products out of Connecticut, Simonize USA. Amazing technology that they use. And it does. It's incredible. And, you know, it works.
My biggest fear with some of that stuff is getting it on the windshield and then you can't, like, you know.
No, windshields are fine. Most people's problem when their windshield streak, because they'll say, I don't want the wax, it streaks. It's like, that's usually your wipers. And I'll say, when did you change your wipers last? I said, I don't know, last year? And I'm like, well, you really need to look at your wipers, especially New England.
Yes.
They recommend, I think, every 6 months because of the grit and the salt and all that and all that's on your car and the heat and stuff and the rubber that breaks down. So check your wiper blades.
Hmm.
And, you know, it makes a difference. And they'll be like, oh, okay, I never thought of that. And ours does not streak. In fact, coming up here, it was starting to rain, and my wife, I'm driving my wife's car, but the windshield, just the water beads up. You're driving 70 miles an hour up the highway, and it just comes right off with the wipers.
Yeah. You believe because in, like, that Rain-X stuff?
This is better. Well, yeah, it's not Rain-X to us. I mean, but this is the ceramic coat and the hot wax. And it just literally, the water comes right off, just like.
Yeah, that's fascinating to watch. I mean, I hate to say that as you're driving down the road at 70, but.
Yep.
You know, you see it beating up, just kind of just rolling up the window.
That's what it does.
It's amazing. Fascinating.
Technology is amazing.
So. I love science.
Yeah, it's incredible. Really, they keep doing that. So, yep.
So where do you see the future of this stuff going?
You know, it's funny because when I started in 81, I was like, I remember this was a stupid question because they were offering me a management job. And then when I was a Rifkies, and I was like, well, what do you think is going to happen with, what if people stop washing cars and all that? And they said, Brian, people always wash cars. And that was, what, 1981? So it's always changed. I know they've talked about washer, you know, there was a paint they were coming out with that you wouldn't have to wash. It would just wash, you rinse it and it just comes off.
What?
Well, that's the ceramic coat technology too, but there's also some hydrophobic or whatever, I don't even remember. But it's like, you're still going to have to clean. The grime in New England is not going to come off. You know, your interior cars, we detail, like
you
I
do.
Said, we have a full detail center.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Interiors, yeah, we by appointment. You can check it out. By the way, I think it was royaltycarwash.com.
Thank you.
I think I left out the car wash.
Okay.
But you'll find us. Just Google Royalty Dairy. You'll find us.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I just see it's always improving. The industry, they have international car wash events going down in Nashville this year. Yearly big stuff. I'm part of one small one that we do in New England every June. A one-day event that we do, a vendor show and a bus tour, and down in Massachusetts.
What could possibly be the cutting-edge stuff? If I mean,
it's always changing.
Really?
Always. I mean, they back in the day, they had your regular hot wax. They call it
I remember those.
But then they came out with hot wax, which is a carnauba-based liquid foam. I mean, poured on like a big sheet. Then they came out with ceramic coat, which is this new technology. You can actually have it physically hand done, which is much better. But it costs a lot of money to do it in the detail center. But this is sprayed on. It's good for like 30 days. Now they've come out with another, I forget what it's called, Simonize came out with new technology that's almost like an armor plate for your car that I'm going to actually start looking into because it's the next best thing out there.
So every time they invent something, like, you have to recreate the sprayers
they work.
Are they modular? So you can just kind of put
it in
there? Yeah,
they're arches and then pumps and so forth like that. And so we work, again, Simonize and other companies out there, they provide all this stuff. You buy it, but you add it on, and it's an increase in revenue. You know, because it's not free. We don't give it away.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's always continued to morph and change in the technology. That's what I love about it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Like when you really get involved and
Let's get a little geeky here for a second.
Yeah.
No. That's the end of the show.
Oh my gosh. We got to come back.
I had questions. Oh my God.
We'll have to come back.
We are living La Vida Loca right here, baby. Oh, you have just finished listening to NH Unscripted. Oh, I am your so frustrated host, Ray Dudley. I had real questions coming up. Oh, we are coming to you from the Get Smart Digs of the WKXL Studios using our shoe phones, of course, like we used to get Maxwell Smart. WKXL, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM, 101.9 FM for the beautiful people in Manchester. NHTalkRadio.com is the URL. Brian Messina has blessed my soul today. Cannot believe it. Talking about car washes. You can hear this show every Wednesday and Friday, 9 a.m. We'll be back next time.